This week's parasha is Parashas Vayera. So it's a very important parasha. I mean, all the parashas are very important. But here, we're going to see a different status in terms of something which we wouldn't have expected. That's the beginning of the parasha. And really, this understanding is an understanding of the whole of Judaism. So the parasha begins. Vayera Elav Hashem. And God appeared to Avram Belone Mamre in this place. Vuhu Yeshev Petach Ha'ol. He's sitting at the opening of his tent. Kechom Hayom. In the heat of the day. So what needs to tell us all of this? So God has, Avram has a nevuah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's sitting at the opening of his tent in the heat of the days. So Rashi explains why. He wanted, Avraham so much wanted to be machnis orchim, to be bring them tachat kanfei hashchina, to bring them to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was at the third day of his bris milah, which is the most painful time. He's an old man, right? So it's very painful. And what's on Avraham's mind is continuing this process of bringing people tachat kanfei hashchina. That's what's on his mind. That's what he wants to do. To the extent he's foregoing the pain. And he's in a Mara Nevoah. He's at a stage that he has a Nevoah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees this deep rotzen, this deep, how you say, desire of Avram to do chesed. And he didn't want to bother him. Because he was ill. So he took out Chamam and Artika, says Rashi. So there wouldn't be passers-by. But the pain that Avram had for there not be passers-by over the pain of the meal was much greater. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he'll bring out Shlosha Anashim. And he saw, lift up his eyes, Avram lift up his eyes, and he saw, V'inei Shlosha Anashim Nitzavim. Three people standing in front of him. And he saw. V'yarotz Likratam. He ran towards them. Mipetach Ha'ol. V'shtachu Atza. He bowed down. Vayoma, Adonai, imna matzati chen be'enecha, al na tavo me'al avdecha. If I found chen in the eyes of you, don't pass from your servant. So now, who's that going? There's a machlokas here. Right? Yesh omrim, that he spoke to the godel shebehem. Yeah? To the biggest of these three malachim. So Rashi brings another parasha. Davache, Kodesh. The word Adonai is Kodesh. It's the name of God. Vaya omer laKadosh Baruch Hu lamtin lo, to wait for him. Ad shiyarutz, to go. V'yachnis et ha'orchim, to bring the orchim. That doesn't sound very respectful. Here, from here, Chazal learns, right? Godol hachnasat orchim mikabalat pnei shechina. It's bigger, the concept, right, of Hachnasas Orchim, of being Machnis and Oreach, then Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, then receiving the Divine Presence. Right? How does that make sense? So we can learn from Avram, you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, right? You're davening on Ne'ila. Three guys knock on the door. We're going to say Arabs today. You might want to take your machine gun with you. But three guys knock on the door. You leave your Shemona Esrei in the middle of Ne'ila. You go open the door. You say, hey, you want to eat something? I mean, let's say it's not Yom Kippur. Different day. Right? You want to eat something? Well, it could be Yom Kippur. It could be three, non-Jews. Well, these weren't Jews. Bring them tachat hashchina. Come in, sit down. That's what we would do. That's the halacha says.
No.
No. So what happened here? What's happening here? What?
HaKadosh was giving him a gift. He was giving him guests so he could bring them hospitality.
No. It doesn't make sense. He shouldn't have left his nevuah with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to three guests. Once, I had a student. Very choshev student. And
he's a big thinker.
He was choshev. I know, choshev, choshev, choshev. Yeah, we got it.
All right.
Well, so, he was big in the, you know, before he came to Yeshiva, he was big into Buddhism. I think it was 6 months in the Himalayas or something like that. You know, big time. I think he had a tzad that he wanted to be a Buddhist monk. So he came to Yeshiva. And, like, he wanted a lot of ruchnias. You know, once you get, like, a taste of ruchnias, right, a taste of it, bodhidut, you know, understanding yourself. So he wanted a lot of ruchnias. So it was an emotional thing. So I told him, you need to get married. Anyway, so he got married, married a very nice girl. Spent a few years after Yeshiva learning. And before he went back to America, I remember, I got a call from him. He's packing his boxes for his wife. Now, you're not married yet, so, I mean, maybe you do know these things. But women like hoarding things. Every woman, but a lot of them, you know, this is sentimental to them, this you gave them the car, this the kid did, this the this. There's lots of things they put in the boxes. But men would just say, just scan it and keep it on the computer, right? You know, like get one of these hard drive things and scan it. But they want the real thing, right? Okay, it'll happen, don't worry. So now you're packing. Imagine 5 of these boxes, which you think are completely useless. And not only are they completely useless in your point of view, it's a waste of your time. You'd prefer using your time elsewhere. And you're packing and you're paying. So, right. So I get a call from him. He's telling me, hi, Rabbi, what are you doing? Packing boxes. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, not really. So he tells me what he's packing. So I said, ask him a simple question. Tell me, what's harder? 6 months meditation in the Himalayas or packing those boxes? So he laughed a little bit. He said, packing those boxes. That's Yiddishkeit. What am I telling you here? That's what Avraham's teaching us. Of course, the tachlis of life, the purpose of life, is to have that kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is to have that connection. That's the tachlis of life. That's what we're here for. Olam Haba ultimately will be that full connection. You know, it'll be a much higher level of Nevuah. We'll be connected completely with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. What's the tachlis here? What's the purpose here? To bring that connection into expression. That's what it means here. The tachlis here is not to be up there. The tachlis here is to bring what's up there in you down here. That's what it means that receiving Orchim, expressing oneself in the world, the chesed that one does in the world, the expression of self, to give to others, is on a higher level than Pnei Shechina. Because that's the tachlis here. That's the purpose here. The purpose here is to bring this world, Malchut Shakai, to bring this world to be expression of God's will. And we're the people to do that. That's the chiddush of Avraham. The chiddush of Avraham, the chiddush of Midas HaChesed, is that we must take the higher worlds and bring it into this world. That's the biggest chesed a person can do to himself and to the whole world. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon into the world. That's the highest level of Pnei Shechina. The Shechina's up there, we know that. Bring the Shechina down to people. Bring people aware of the Shechina. Being machnis orchim in the way they're going to be aware of the Shechina. Not going to burger bar with them. You're bringing them in. You're bringing them in to understand the Hakara of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level that a person can get. That's the purpose of life. Purpose of life is to bring Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world, bring his Ratzon, bring his Torah, bring people Tachat Kanfei Hashchina, right? Bring us Tachat Kanfei Hashchina. It has to start with you. You go to Yeshiva, you spend years before you learn. What's Ika? Torah's Ika or Maisa's Ika? Doing Torah, connecting is Ika, or expression is Ika?
Both.
So the Gemara says, Machlokas, then Rabbi Akiva comes and says, Torah Ika. Because Torah, Torah gadol. Torah is biggest. Why? Because Torah brings to action. Halal, if Torah is bigger, so why it says because it brings to action? That means actions are bigger, expressions bigger. No. Says Rashi, Nimsu Shneim Biyadav. Both of them come out. What does it mean? The way, the derech, is connecting up to express below. That's the way we can bring, that's the way we learn Torah. We're in yeshiva in order that we have full expression in the world, that we understand ourselves, we understand our purpose in life, we understand to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that that deep connection, which B'ezras Hashem will have, and will continue to have, that's why we have a mitzvah Talmud Torah all the time. Then that Torah will have expression and will bring it into the world. And that's the purpose. And that's what it means, God. We don't want to be up there. We're not Buddhists. We're not. That's not the purpose. We're not leaving the world. We want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That's what mitzvahs mean. Now, Avram's coming and he's feeding his Orchim. So now Chazal are going through. You really have to know that he took a little bit of water to wash your feet. He brought them bread. Besadu livchem. You satisfy yourselves. And then he went to the oil, told Sarah, make bread. And ugot. And then Avram went and he brought a ben bakar, rach v'tov, you know, steak, right? And he gave it to the Nah. Yishma brought the steaks, right? Then a little bit of chema, right? Butter, milk, right? And he put it in front of them, and they ate. These malachim ate. So you shouldn't be changed the normal way of people. You learn from that. You should do what's normal in the place you are. That's it. We don't know the whole business about what they ate. What is chumash, you know, like, you know, he took them to the burger arch and they bought some chips and they bought some things. What's chumash? What do you know that for? Chazal tells us a very important thing. It's a midrash here. It says, the Ramban goes through this many, many times. Maisa ava simen lebonim. The actions of our fathers are signs to what happens to their children. So Chazal say here, the schus of the bread, the schus that Avram brought bread to these Orchim, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had man. The schus of the Baka, we had the Slav, and the Mayim, we had the Be'er. Avram, this Hachnasas Orchim of Avram, gave Klal Yisrael the Koach, the schus, the merit, of Mayim in the Midbar, the Be'er, Miriam, of Pat Lechem, the Sadut Libchem, gave us man in the Midbar. Man was bread of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mayim and Miriam wasn't just simple Mayim, wasn't, you know, wasn't me'aided, right? It wasn't natural waters. It was something very, very special. Then we have the Slav. Who did the Slav come from? Yishmael, the schus of Yishmael. And I always had a problem with this. The Mayim, I understand, was a good thing. The bread for man was a good thing. Yishmael, what did he give us? The Slav. What did the Slav do? Killed us.
So Slav.
The Slav is the those birds when Klal Yisrael desired meat, right? They didn't want man anymore.
It's a quail.
The quail, yeah. So obviously, this wasn't a good thing. So we can see what Yishmael associated with. Yishmael, we know, is the psolet of Avraham, the psolet of Chesed. We know the Gemara says that this the concept of taiva is associated with Yishmael. The concept of desire is associated with Yishmael. So my understanding here is that in Achinami, the Bakar was given through Yishmael, and we got the Slav, but it wasn't Litovatenu, because Yishmael represents tivers of the world, the desires of the world, improper desires. So the giving of this was a representation of fixing the tivers of Yishmael. So the Slav in Klal Yisrael, which it killed, many, many people in Klal Yisrael was to remove that aspect of Ishmael from Klal Yisrael. Remove that concept of Taivas from Klal Yisrael. That's what it's called. The place is called Kivrot HaTaiva, the burial of our desires. That means the removal. Burial is when you remove something. The removal of desires from Klal Yisrael, the removal of Pitas Ishmael. That's maybe a little bit of understanding. This Achnasas Olchim of Ram wasn't just a simple Achnasas Olchim. It brought a tremendous shefa to Klal Yisrael. Just a little Maisa of Chesed. Now, you might think, oh, that's good for Avram. What's it related to me? What's happened? There's many, many stories of people who did Maisa Chesed. And then later on in life, that same Chesed was done to them in a big way. We don't know the koach of our actions. We don't know the strengths of our actions. Sometimes you help a guy out, you do something proper. You know, you just cheer him up. You're in yeshiva, there's a guy down. You cheer him up that day, you sat, you listened, talked to him, you cheered him up. And said, you didn't think he did something big. The guy was thinking of leaving. The guy was depressed. He didn't like the yeshiva. That day you sat with him, you felt someone cared for him. That changed his whole motivation. He came and he sat down. He stayed in the yeshiva. He married a nice girl, has a beautiful family. Why? Because that one conversation you had with him in the yeshiva, he didn't even realize it. We don't know the effects of our actions. I'm not saying every single action has that reciprocal effect, but they do. The fact that we're giving to people, we're caring for people, we're interested in people, we care about their lives, that's Chesed of Avraham. That's the beginning of a Yid. That's what we have to learn from this parasha. The Pat Lechem, the way you did it. Chazal say, that was done through a shliach. We got the schus through a shliach. That was done directly. We get it directly from Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't know the koach of our actions. Spoke about this yesterday. It's brought down in Likutei Moran, and it's very important for us to understand nowadays. The first thing the Yetzer Hara comes to a person, the first thing is telling him, you're not important. So you do a mitzvah, you do it. Who cares? You're not important. Your actions aren't so important. You're just a pawn in the big picture. So, you know, you keep Shabbos, you do this, you do a bit of chesed, you know. Who cares? Who are you anyway? You know, you're a big time kiruv rabbi, being makarev hundreds of people at your table on Shabbos. Small time, middle, you know. Say you spend 2 years in yeshiva, you can hardly learn Gemara anyway, you know. Who cares, you know? So you learn, you earn a little bit of money in Manhattan. You know, who cares? You know, the big tie of these billionaires who are giving money to tzedakah and even finance the whole of Jewish people. Who are you anyway? You know, not in work, not in Yiddishkeit, not in zero. You're a little like, you know, 0.0001. Yeah, you're negligent. You're unimportant.
You're not. Negligent.
You're not. We're not even so, goris. You. Chazal say something very different. You have a Sefer Torah, and every year there's an ot in a Sefer Torah. The ot, the letter is removed, Sefer Torah is pasul. This little simple yid, yeah, he works for Starbucks, it doesn't really happen in America, but yeah, you own Starbucks, but okay, that's all right. But forget that. But even a simple yid, huh?
He can't work.
So that's what a person has to realize, his chashivas. He's not choshev. Doesn't matter how much money he is earning. Doesn't matter how much Torah he knows. I mean, that matters a little bit more, right? But it doesn't really matter. It matters his avodas Hashem. It matters his connection with his Creator. And that heats up to him. And what he does has a tremendous effect on Klal Yisrael and the whole world. You guys are NASA. You guys are choshev. Very choshev. We might be a small percentage of the world, but we're holding the whole world. Every single one here, without exception. We don't feel that way most of the time, And if we were to feel that way, we would not do Aveiros. That's why that's the first thing the Yetzer Hara starts in us. Who are you? There's 300, no, how many? A billion Chinamen? Who are you, Bichdab? Who needs you? In this big world. Yes, you're very choshev. And your effects are tremendous, and the rippling effects of your action are tremendous. That's why Chazal's teaching us here. Chazal's teaching us here that Avraham Avinu did just a small little action. A small little action. Its effects were tremendous on the world. And that's true of any action a Yid does. Even if a Goy does it as well. Less of an effect, because you only have seven mitzvahs, but it has an effect on the world. And it changes the world. We have to remember that. I'm telling you, this is the first, this is Aleph Beis. This is the beginning. And this is the hardest thing for us to realize. The hardest thing. We don't believe that we're Choshev. We don't believe it. Ah, the rabbi's making it up. You don't believe it. That's Aleph Beis. So now Sarah is promised she's going to have a child. And Chazal, the Pasuk says, Avram and Sarah were old, Bayim b'yamin, they came with all their days full with Torah mitzvahs, Chadal diyot l'Sarah or k'nashim. Sarah didn't have the ways of women. V'titzchak Sarah b'kirba, leimo. And Sarah laughed. Acharei bloti haitai li edna. This time I'm going to have, a young woman. The Adoni Saken, and my husband, he's old. She not only laughed about herself, she said, how can this possible? And Avram's 100 years old. What's happening here? I'm 90, he's 100. We have children now. So he says, for Yomei Hashem al Avram. Hashem comes to Avram and he snits on her. I mean, this is what she said, Bekirba, she said it in her mind. Because Baruch Hu reads the minds of people, came to Avram, he's doing Shalom Bayis. Lama zeh sachaka Sarah, lemo. Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Ha'af umnam eled, I'll give birth. Vani zakanti. So Chazal say, what happened here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Shalom Bayis. What is the Shalom Bayis he said? Shinei HaKotev, the Torah changed. He didn't say that Avraham's old, said that she's old. Mipnei Shalom, to make peace. Sharehi Amra Adoni Zaken. He said that Avraham's older. Shalom Bayis. So we hear from Kadosh Baruch Hu, how did the Shalom Bayis? If a wife thinks something bad about her husband and herself, what do you do? You schnit on the wife and you go tell the husband. And now what does Avraham go? He gets and goes to Tochocha.
Rebuke.
He rebukes her. Hayipalem Hashem davar. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do such a thing. Lemoed Hashuv Elecha ke'eid chaya l'Sara ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'techachesh Sarah. Sarah said, no. Lemo. Lo sachakti. No, I didn't laugh. Ki yireh v'yomah. She was frightened. Said, lo ki sachak. She didn't want to say she laughed. What's happening here? Sarah was going to now hold a child that was going to be the next generation of the Jewish people. Merkava de Shechina. If Sarah had an issue with Emunah, there was going to be a pgam in the person holding the next generation. What's Chazal telling us here? Chazal is telling us Shalom Bayis also to rebuke your wife. When? If there's a problem in Ruchnius,
don't write that.
If there's a problem in spirituality, say your wife, like an example, she's not dressed in a tzanua way, or she's not behaving in a proper way. She's showing films to the kids. Whatever she's doing, I don't know what she's doing. You should be quiet. No. You should shut up. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told Avram. Ah, she said something bad about Avram. She said something, that you don't have to tell him. That's Shalom Bayis. But it's also Shalom. It's also Shalom Bayis. Because you're there to make a complete connection. If your wife is not doing something right spiritually, you have to know how to rebuke, how to say. Not every time you say, this time you don't say. Right? If you think by telling her in a certain way, in a very careful, proper way, right, that she wouldn't be annoyed and she'd accept from you, you should say it. Avram had to tell Sarah this. She's going to be holding a Yitzhak. He's going to be an Ola Tmima. He's going to be a perfect Korban. We're going to make an Akedah with him. He's going to be Midas Adin. He's going to live Al Pi Din with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tasak Mimenu Yetzahara, says Chazal, after the Akedah. Sarah has to be there. She has to have that full Emunah. So Avram had to rebuke her. That's what we're telling you here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent one of these malachim to destroy Sodom. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shayla. That's what Chazal said. Vashem Amar, and God said to himself, questioned himself, HaMechasa Ani Me'Avram, can I close from Avram, Asher Ani Oseh, what I'm doing? What's the shayla here? Rashi tells us what the shayla is. So Rashi tells here, B'Sodom, Ma shani aseh b'tzedom. Lo yafeh li, it's not proper, it's not beautiful to me, it's not a proper way of action. Lasot davazeh, to do this action, shelo midato, without the das of Avram. In other words, Avram has to agree with me. Why? Ani netati lo, I gave to him et haaretz. I gave to him the world. Hazot, v'chamisha krachim, and these five krachim, he's speaking about Eretz Yisrael, halalu. Shalohen, they belong to him. Shneema, gvula kanani, mitzidon bo'acha, tzidoma, v'amorai. It's a restaurant, this area belongs to him. Karati oto Avram. I called him Avram. Av hamon goyim, the father of all these nations. Vashmid et abanim, and I'll destroy the children. V'lo hodiye la'av shu ohavai, and not tell the father whose I love. How can I do such a thing? I gave Avram the arts. What does it mean, I gave Avram the arts? What does it mean, he owns everything in the world? Avram's the owner? Anything that happens in the world has to go through Avram? What's he telling us here? What's Chumash telling you here? We are the Yorushim of Avram. We have that Yerusha. Chazal's telling you a very important thing here. When we're doing and we're connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gave us Hashamayim Hashem Va'art Natan Levnei Adam. When? After Mikah Bracha. Because the Gemara in Brachas. After you have a recognition that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's the chef in the world. He's the Bracha of the world. When we live according to that, the art natan of Adam, it's given to us. What does it mean it's given to us? We're in charge of it spiritually. Because Baruch is going to be punishment in the world, has to be okay with us, okay with Avram. I have to check in on Avram. And what does Avram now do? We have a whole parasha here. Maybe there's 10 people in each city. Maybe there's 10 people in 4 cities. Maybe there's 9. And we start if you're a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whole spiel here. You know, Kodesh Baruch, what's Avram trying to say? Find some sort of schus. Find some sort of merit. Don't destroy the world. For the ra, Sodom. Think what Sodom was. You think California is bad, Sodom, you know? Much worse. Much worse. Anashim chataim begufam. They were Rishoyim. They were terrible people. God should get rid of them. They're the anti-Avram in the world. They even, Al-Pi Sodom, we even have Sugi and Chazal of Midat Sodom. Midat Sodom is Sheli, Sheli, V'Shelach, Shelach. The opposite of Avram. Sheli, Shelach, V'Shelach, Shelach. The opposite of Avram. And Avram wants to save them? Get rid of them. That's anti-Avram here. We have a mitzvah when going to Eretz Yisrael to kill all the seven nations, to remove them. Here, Avraham's fighting for these people. We see after, you know, they come to Lot and they come Bir Buvia, right? The Malachim come, Lot takes them in, right? This is a wild parsha. The God, you know, like you have like all these parshas speaking about Sodom to show you how ra they were. And why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu come? Says Chazal. Ketzaka tam. Ki mashchitim rakhnu et hamakom zeh. Ki gadla tzaka tam et pnei Hashem. Vishalcheinu Hashem l'shachata. What's ketzaka tam? Right? So Rashi explains what a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw. So Lot's daughter gave bread to an ani. You know the story?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? They found her and they killed her. How they killed her? They smothered her with bees' honey. They opened the hives out.
Oh, stop.
The bees came and they took the honey and pricked her to death. Each little piece of honey, Lot's daughter, each little piece of honey they took, little prick, another one little prick, another one little prick, another one prick, and she died. Can you imagine the cruelty of that? If I was Lot, what would you do? You get out of here, you take your daughter and run.
Yeah, why did he stay?
Okay. Here, the Pasuk. Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Yudches Kaf Aleph, right? Says, Erdana, I will go down now. Right? Because Baruch Hu is saying, V'yom Hashem, Tzakat Sodom V'amor, Ki Rabba, it's very big. The Tzakat that's coming from me here. V'chatatam Ki Kavda Me'od, it's very heavy. Erdana, let's go down please. V'eren, I'll see. Haka Tzakata, like her crying. Haba Elai, what's her crying? Asukala, for this I will destroy them. Ki lo edah, Im lo eda, if I don't know. So now, look at what Rashi says here. What's this tzaka that we hear? So Rashi says the story that I told you. Good question here. Why they killed in this way? She gave, there was me that connected me. What were they teaching? They had a hashkafa. They had a way of thinking. You give bread to an ani, you're going to die. You can give all your wealth away. You're going to die. So we're going to teach you that in the way you get killed. Every little bit of honey you give to the bee, he pricks you.
Mm.
And that's going to cause your death. That was wow. It wasn't just they killed in that way. They were teaching a message. That was the hashkafa. If you give, you're going to die. Oh, what is the truth? Avram. You give, that's life. That's the beginning of the parasha. You leave Keshe with the Kodesh Baruch Hu because you're bringing life to the world. How do you bring life from the world? Bring Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen into the world by giving of yourself. Sodom's the opposite. Ribono Shel Olam, such people have Avraham davens to save. Such people. And he's a deal, 10 tzaddikim, 9 tzaddikim. Forget it, get rid of them. Who are these people? Such people? We see later on when they come to Lot. They, the Irbuvia, children and Skenim, and they want to kill them because he brought in 2 Orchim. And what does Lot tell them? Hey, I have 2 daughters that don't know man.
Ugh,
I'll give them to you. Terrible. Do with them whatever you want. Lot is crazy. Crazy man. He lost a daughter. He wants to give 2 of his other daughters to these people. Let them do whatever they want with them. This is Lot. This is what's happening. It says, V'yikru el Lot. These are the Anshei Sodom who came Bir Buvia. They called Lot. V'yomru lo. These are the Malachim that came to destroy Lot. Ayeh Anashim. Where are these people? Asher ba'u alecha alayla. Came to you at night. You fed them. Hotziem. Elenu, bring them out to us. Veneda otam. What do you mean, veneda otam?
We will know them in a homosexual way.
Yeah, please.
Take my daughters.
Yeah. So Lot says, Vikur Lot, right? Vietze elem Lot. Lot went out to them. Hapetcha. Vadelet sagacha. He closed the delet. He's risking his life. Risking his life. He risked his life for these archim. Mesiris nefesh. Don't be so, you know, like bad thinking about what's going to happen. Don't, you know, don't be so. Listen, I'll make up sure. Hinali, shtei banot. I have two daughters. Asher lo yadu ish. They don't know. They didn't know a man. Otsiana, please let me. Please, he's begging them. Please let me give them to you. Etzem. Eleichem to you. Vasu lehem katov beinichem. Do whatever you want with them. We're talking about all of the people of Saddam out there. He's giving his daughters over them. Do what you want with them. Rak l'anashim ha'el, these people, al ta'asu davar, don't do anything. Why? Ki al ken ba'al b'tzel koti. They came to my house. They came to my house. Don't harm them. But my daughters, who are my own daughters, take. All you people, do whatever you want with them. Makes sense? Chazal say, obviously it wasn't a bad thing in Lot's eyes, these actions. Say Chazal, this is the shorish for what happened afterwards when Saddam was and the two daughters had relations with Lot. This is the shorish for it. He was fed from his own daughters because of this action. This is the shorish for it. This is the source for it. And you know what? When we're going to get there, Bezer Hashem. Who comes from Moab? Ruth. Who's Ruth? Grandmother of
David.
Mashiach. From this comes Mashiach. This was a Maisara. You don't give your daughters up for Achnasas Orchim of people. And let's understand Saddam. What was Saddam's Hashkafa? You, these people took from us. We have to take from them. You give them bread, you give them food, you brought them in, they stayed in our town. That can't be. It can't be you give someone without taking back. So you have to know them. We have to use them. That was the Ashkafa. So Lot says, don't use them. They came under me. He learned from Avram. Midas HaChesed. I can't do bad to some that come under. But my daughters, you can use them. Craziness. Craziness. He lost one daughter. Because she did chesed. And he's going to lose another daughter for his chesed. So, okay, it was crazy, but there wasn't a serious nefesh for chesed here. And his daughters were willing to do it. He didn't, like, force them out.
Who cares? They were children.
Certainly there was a serious nefesh, but it was wrong. But there was a serious nefesh. These are the type of people Avram's davening for. These are the type of people you want to keep in the world. Get rid of them. These are Rishayim v'chataim ma'od. These people we keep in the world. This is what we daven for. Avram Avinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a suffix here. I have to speak to Avram if it's okay by him. And Avram says, 9, 10, tzaddikim, what? Get rid of them. Avram's not asking for these people to be saved. Avram's asking, how can you kill tzaddikim v'rishayim? If there are some tzaddikim, there's a minion of tzaddikim, if there is some goodness there, you can't destroy the tzaddikim v'rishayim. Chalil elecha. Chalil elecha. Avram, that's what Avram's telling us. When there's a minion, when there's a group of people, of good people, amongst all these Rishayim, there's still tikva. There's still a chance of changing things. There's still a hope. There's still these tzaddikim have a koach. That's what Avram's saying. These tzaddikim have a koach to change even a place like Saddam to be megin alav. That's what Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't argue with Avram. He just told him, there isn't. Then Avram says, maybe we can mitzdar if you were Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe. But it wasn't about these people. It was about that if there are 10 tzaddikim here, that's not din. You can't do that. There's a chance the world can change. Avram taught us a very important thing. 10 tzaddikim in Manhattan. Manhattan has Q. 10 tzaddikim in L.A. San Francisco has kiyum. No tzaddikim? Forget it. We're talking about 10 out of, I don't know how many, tens of thousands of people. The koach of a tzaddik, that's what it's teaching us. That's what Avraham tells us. The koach of a tzaddik, that he can keep a place alive. That's why it's so important, wherever you are, you live in a place where it has Torah, has a minyan, has a kolel, has a yeshiva. You know that place is mugan. You know that place is okay. That's what's happening. Avraham wasn't about Sodom. So long as there's 10 tzaddikim in a place, that place has a chance of hatzalah. That place, these 10 tzaddikim have a koach to change that place. That's the tremendous thing that we've been told here. Chalila lecha to do such a thing. There's still chance. There still can be change. Even for such rishayim, even for such people, there's still a chance. Now, what happens after that? So his daughters think the world's coming to an end. They give wine to their father, and what happens, happens. And you have Moav and Ammon. And the older daughter called it Me'av, Moav, my father, she was Mefarsim, says the Midrash, because of that, she was punished, and when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't allowed to have war with them, but he could have mitzayah them, he could pain them. Whereas Ammon, right, he wasn't even allowed to mitzayah them. Because it wasn't done with sneers, it wasn't done properly. However, we see that from Moab came Ruth, like we said, came Mashiach from there. Mashiach came, right? How could Mashiach come from such a thing? Sel Chazal, we learn from Chazal, it says, Moavi v'lo Moavi. The male is Ostav or Bekal, right, even the Gerim, and not the female. Why? The Kavana, because the ones, Chazal learned this, because when Moav came, they didn't give us food and water. And Chazal said, Derech Ha'ish to come out, but no Derech Ha'isha. So they had the problem of doing Chesed. They had the problem of behaving properly, the male side. Where was that? Because that was the intention. We see from Lot's intention from the beginning, it was loose in his eyes, this idea of V'neda Otam, know them. It was loose in his eyes, this concept of being promiscuous. So he ate from his own children. He got what is machshava, where he was, where he was holding. That was his ownish. From his own children that he would give up, he got. That was the sharish for his chet. So the male aspect in this whole endeavor was ra. So the shorish of these people from the male aspect was ra. The female aspect, they thought they were doing a mitzvah. They thought they were saving the world. They had mesiras nefesh. Also, when they went out to Sodom, it was a mesiras nefesh to save the people inside. It was a shtus. It was a wrong machshava. But there was a mesiras nefesh. That's the koach of Mashiach. The koach of Mashiach is to be mosir nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That's the koch of Malchus. The koch of Malchus is to mivatl yourself for the klal. That's what a melech is. To give yourself up for the whole of the people. The whole essence was given up for giving up. That's why Ruth, and that's what Ruth was. Ruth, your people are my people, your God are my God. There's a bittle of herself for Naomi. Complete bittle. She lost her husband. She lost anything. Naomi's going to be a poor person. Nothing. She's a complete bittle herself. That's Malchus. Dalav Ania. A bittle herself. That was the koch that was Mushrash here that happened here in the Parsha. You with me? Make sense? And the first daughter. Why the first daughter? Because the first daughter did it L'Shem Shemayim. Right? So that L'Shem Shemayim, Amdala, stood for her. Second daughter just followed her, but the main action was through the first daughter.